Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're learning Masechtas Mayid Kan Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the din, which is a Mishnah here and a Mishnah in the Negaim, that if someone has a neged saras, a chasin or beregel, he does not have to show it to the kain then, because he's not going to be able to do the simchas chasin or the simchas beregel. And the Gemara learns it out from B'yayim HaRayis B'yin Yesh Yayim HaTarayah Shem Shiyah HaTarayah. As Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi says, you don't need that. Since the Pasuk says, it's Sivu HaKayin Afinu HaSabayis, by Nigei Batem, the Kayin says, we can wait until you empty out the house, and nothing should become tummy. So if you even wait for Advar Rishus to empty out the house, perhaps at moment Advar Rishus, so Kolsh came for Advar Mitzvah. And the Gemara might be now, Abayi says, Mashmoy Yisdarshim, but Rabbi says, that they argue about Advar Rishus, because Rabbi Yehuda does learn out from Tziva Kain Avinu Sabayis, and the Gemara says, why? The Chiddushu, the Eisiv Havana Ba'al Maloi Matam of Hacha Matam. There is a Chiddush, because normally stones and wood are not Matami, at least not Pshutikli Eitz, and here it's Tami. So what does the Gemara mean that here Eitzim Havana Matami? There's a long Mishnah Lamelech about this, and Ilchus Sum Saras Peri Gedal Lachadal. It says, Parshat I would learn, it means the house is tummy. Normally, Eitzim Avonim are not tummy, that Adam, that Saras Adam and Saras Begadim are not such a chiddush, because you find the person becomes tummy, even clothing become tummy. So here's another if and how a person with clothing can become tummy. But a house never becomes tummy. It's Eitzim Avonim, it's never Mekabel Tumah. So that's why that a house becomes tummy with the Saras is a big chiddush. Now he's bothered. Wanted to say a different thing, because it's mechubal l'karka. But al kopanim, that's what he would learn pashtus. But Taisus here is before a different shot. Because Taisus says, the eitzim avanim mitamim, the filachim mitamim can eitzim avanim. He says, the eitzim avanim lav dafka. The Dhamma sectus negoam, the Rabbi Yehuda, filach avila kasha, filach avila tevin. Not only wooden stones, even piles of straw, and even piles of tevin. Now in what context is that Mishnah in the garden? So the Mishnah Negam, it's Perek Yubayis Mishnah, he says the following, Mitziva HaKayin Apinas Abayis, Afil HaKavila Eitzim, Afil HaKavila Kanim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Kayin says to empty the house, even Chavila Kanim, even Chavila Eitzim. Rav Shimon Aymer, Eisek Hu Lepinoi. The Rav learns, he's asking a kasha, Eisek Hu Lepinoi, what, does Dam have to go and clean out the house for no reason? They're not Mekabel Tumah. And then, the Mishnah goes further, Amar Rabbi Meir, what's going to be metame? Im time mekli eitzim ubegadav umatchaysav matfila vein teirim. Any type of his fancy clothing, his furniture, his metal kalim, that's not going to cause any hafsid rule. You just have to be teirvul them. Amachas etzarel kli chayseh bachav etapya kli cheres, which are very cheap kalim. Can chas etzarel mamayne habozi kavachayim al mani achoviv kavachayim anefesh banav ubenaysav. That's the Mishnah. So again, Rav Yehuda says that Tziva Kain of Finis Abayis means even Chavi Eisek Vilakanim. Rav Shimon says Eisek Hulapinui, meaning you don't have to do it. Rav Meir says that what's going to be Metamitim? Kli Eitzim, Begadim, Achtoisim, anyway, it's not a Hefsid Mammon. The Hefsid Mammon is only Kli Cheris. And mainly you see how much a Torah is Makbid on the Mamaynai, even Mani Abazi, even of a Rasha. So the Mishnah Melech says that Taisus apparently holds, and Yehuda says that the Chavilei Kasha and Chavilei Tevin you have to bring out, even though they're not Mekabel Tumah, but there's Exeris Akasiv than in Abayis Menuga than Mekabel Tumah. They say that's the Machlokes. Shemaya says it's only the Kli Cheres. And the other ones, you can imagine, Shemaya clearly is saying that only the things in the Mekabel Tumah become Tumah in Abayis Menuga. But Yehuda apparently holds that the way. Upinu as Abayis means everything is Mekabel Tumah. So what's Rav Shimon asking Eisek Hu Lepinoi? He's going L'shita Shemeya. He's saying, no, you don't have to find the things that are Mekabel Tumah. What would be the point? Eisek Hu Lepinoi, he's going like Rav Meir. And his own Shita, that they're not, they don't become Tumah. But Yehuda holds it become Tumah. And that's also Mavurim, in Taisus Divimaskal Nafkale Mekenega Nir Aliv Alei La'iri. Then he says, how could you learn out from Nigei Batim, the din of Liv Alei La'iri, they have to see it B'yayim, I nigger about them as a chiddush. So Taisa says, "Lafia pirish et pirish, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, the masu gupinu eitzavanim nicha, then you pinu dafka chiddush." Sounds like there might be a pshat taka like the first pshat of the Mishnah Lamelach that the whole din of Tsaras Batim is a chiddush. But if the pirish, that's not the chiddush. The chiddush is that the pinei habayis is even things that aren't makabel tumah. So that's the chiddush. So that would only apply to the din of upinu as habayis. You can't learn out from that din. But other dinim of nigei batim you could learn out, and that's Taisa's pshat. Now the Rav in the Mishnah there is mavur not the way. The Rav says that Rabbi Yehuda holds afilu chavila etzim she'ena makabel tumah tzarach lefanes. Zok the Rav a hardik civil even makol hashem habayis. I says v'siva akayin upinu as habayis b'terem yaver akayin the race of senega. So that sounds like you clean out in order it should become tummy. So how would that apply to chavila etzim, which anywhere aren't makabel tumah? So he says, it's a different thing. The kelim that were there before become tummy. The Rashi also says the same thing. Like they ask Akasha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be mefani even chavila etzim and chavila kash. That means it's not makabel tumah. So I have a kasha. So what's the lead mashav kol hashem habayis? They say it's a second thing. One thing is the din, the whole house has to be cleaned out. And another thing is that if it's not cleaned out, it's going to become tamei. That's the second thing. As I stated in the Rav and the Rash, Mavur, Klor, they hold no lektasis. They hold the chavila etzim, the chavila kasha, not makabel tumah. There's no special din by tumas negam that they're makabel tumah. And as I ask, is Mavurish in the Ravid and Teres Kainim, that in Teres Kainim it's brought this machlekes, if it's Yiva Kainim, Venus the Mice is going even on Chavila Eitzim and Chavila Kash, or it's going specifically on things that are Makabal Tumah. Now the Raivin in Teres Kainim happens also with Shimon, also all the way. He holds that Esekul Pina is Benichusa. And the Pina is not Mishem Tumah, the Pina is Lasasik Bepinoi. It's time to do Pinoi. He says the reason the Teres wanted to do it is because maybe by the time the Kain comes, the Negel will be gone. So they can't learn that the chiddush da'itzim avanim ba'amalei metamu v'achem metamu means that the things inside the bayis ha'manuga that aren't makabel tumah will become tummy, because they all it's not. They'll have to learn, like the first part of the Mishnah L'melech, that the house itself becomes tummy. And then Mrs. Arishainim that say it, the pirish of Benu Shleimi ben Hayasain has this pshat very clear. Also the pirish of the Talmud of Benichilmi Paris is mashman that way. Also the Sefer Aruch is mashman that's just the aside. The Gemara is trying to say that the house becomes tummy. That's a chiddush. Some discuss that's a chiddush l'chumra. So you see, even when there's a chiddush l'chumra, you can't learn out a kula from it. Al kabanim, but that's the mashmais. Then the Mishnah L'Melech asks l'fizah gamal b'gashayla. If it's true that according to Yehuda it doesn't become tummy, and the stamad din a mitzvah to be mefanit, so effect the Mishnah L'Melech. So where do we see the din that you could push off a rias nega because of a dvarishus, because of an inconvenience, because of a hefsid mammon? L'chaira, Rabbi Yehuda holds has nothing to do with it. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a mitzvah pinei habayis, even nothing to do with it becoming tummy. Taka won't become tummy, and you still have to get it out of the house. The Mishnah says l'chaira l'fi this pshat that according to Yehuda doesn't become tummy. L'chayi the machlekes of Yehuda Ameya is, according to Yehuda, there's a mitzvah, there's a din. It's a din of rias nega. A kayin can only see a nega in an empty house. Before he sees the nega, there's an empty out the house. Not because anything will become tummy, because you have to empty out things that won't be makabel tumah also. And if you leave them in the house, they won't become tummy. You still have to empty out the house. According to Ameya, it seems like a kula. The kayin goes and says, by the way, I'm coming. Be sure to empty out the house before I come, because you don't want your things to become tummy, do you? Let's say the guy says, I don't mind. I don't mind if my things become tummy. L'chayr could or may he could. According to Yehuda, no. There's a mitzvah. You have to get out everything in the house. That's in the Mishnah L'Melech Tainus. So Mishnah, according to Rabbi Meir, so we can learn from here that a chasin or beregel, you don't have to show the nega to the kayin. If you could push off the kayin's riyas and nega for a dvar shus for the hefsid mammon, kol shkein for a dvar mitzvah. But according to Rabbi Huda, you're not pushing it off for a dvar shus. That's not the point. You still have to clean the house. So where bechlal do you see the din you could push it off? So according to Taisis, Rabbi Huda, even though Rabbi Huda l'shitasin holds that you get out the chavila kash and the chavila etzim, but Taisis holds it because they become dummy. So good. But the etzim vart of the pasuk is that we're giving you a chance to save all the money. It shouldn't become tummy. So maybe you can learn it out. But if the Maisa doesn't become Tameh, so how can you learn it out Bechal? As if the Mishnah Melech and Gaval the Geshayla. So there's a Teretz from both the Emek Bracha and the Luchas Chal Moedei Zdal and Esvesemes, they're both Mechana and Adav Erechad. They said that according to Muda, there's two dinim. There's one din, Vitziva Akayin Epinas Abayis B'Terem Yaveh Akayin Liris Asenhega. That's one din. And that's a din to be in front of everything, even though it won't become Tameh. Because that's a sheet of the Rav and the Rash and the Raivid, that the Chavila Eitzim and the Chavila Kash should not become Tameh. That's a din of Riyas in the God. He has to see the egg in an empty house. But there's another din. It's not the pshat that Stam the Torah is telling you that you should know things in the house will become Tameh. No. The Torah is telling you at Sveit Din. And the Torah wants you to make sure that everything's out of the house so it shouldn't become Tameh. The Torah is allowing to push off the Riyas HaKayin so things shouldn't become Tameh. So Enoch and Ami, from the first din, you don't see this. But the first din is the Chiddush. No, sorry, the first din is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that the house becomes Tameh, like we said. But from the first din, you don't see it. But from the second din, you see it. From the second din that you see it. That you see from the Hefzid Mamain, you take out, you mansel all the things. But I don't understand it too well. Because what's in the Gay of the second din? If anyway the house has to be completely empty because of the first din, so what's in the gay removing the things that are makabel tumah for the second din? Yeah, anyway, I have to do it else the first din. They don't explain. I don't understand what they mean exactly. But that's their teretz. The Chazon Ish says a knetch. He says that the tum and the krah, you have to clean out everything, is also also hefsid mamon. The Torah says, clean out everything because we're afraid that you might leave something that's makabel tumah. He says, even according to Rabbi Meir, that all you have to be, all you have to do is take out the things that are makabel tumah. He doesn't think like the Mishnah Lamelech, it's your choice. He says, the Teres Kainim says, V'tziva Kain. V'tziva Kain Apinus Abayis, V'tziva B'Kain of Apinu even B'Acherim. There's a din. There's a din, you have to clean out the house. There's a din of Tziva Kain. There's a din. It's not just a heter. Navas. But the reason we learn out from this din, that in Dvar Rishus the Torah allows, and even Dvar Mitzvah, because the time of the din is, because of Hefzid Mamon, even though it became a din. So if you did Maisa found the din. Because of Xayra, Cain, like the Torah, wanted to make sure that everything's added in the house, that you won't, nothing will become Tameh, they said take everything, even things that aren't Makabal Tumah. But the Yisayra, the Mitzvah, is because of Atzal, that's what the Chazon Ish says. Oh, it's like a very stark Akash that Mishnah Melech is asking, if the things don't become Tameh, you have to remove them anyway. So how could you learn out the din that you could push off a Rias Negel at Varishus? So now we have the teretz of the Emek Baruch and the Svasemis, that there's two dinim. I'm not sure why I need the two dinim, but there's two dinim. One is to clean out the whole house, and the other is you can push it off so it shouldn't become tummy. And the second, the Chazon Ish, that the din of taking out everything out, even if it's not going to become tummy, is also because the Torah is chayshish that you might leave something that will become tummy behind. Now the Mishnah Melech has a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yudalad, Alocha Dalad, he brings Rabbi Yehuda. He brings the Tziva and Kain of Pinus of Ayis, the Filch of the Eitzim and Chavila Kanim, and that's Rabbi Yehuda. But in Perek Tezayin, when he's discussing the Din of Ayis and Manuga, and what becomes Tameh, and how it becomes Tameh, the Din of Baal, Abayis, Vechuli, he only mentions Adam and Caleb. He didn't mention that everything, Chavila Kasha, Chavila Eitzim, are Makabal Tumah. If Asim's like Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say that everything's Makabal Tumah? So Chari Pashup Shad, you could say, and the Mishnah Melech bring Rambam to that, is that the Rambam holds, like we're saying, the Mishnah Melech doesn't bring these Rishayim, but the Rambam holds like the Rash and the Rav and the Raven and Teres Kainim, that even according to Buddha is not Makabal Tumah. And how do you learn the Gemara, Itzim Vavana Ba'amale Matama Vachim Matama the Chiddush? That the house is Tumah, like we explained, like some Rishayim say clearly. But the Svasemis here says that could be the Rambam learned like the Gahin. The Gahin and the Pirish Eliyahu Rambam on Mishnayis the Gahin. He says there are three shittas in the Mishnah goes like this. He says there are three shittas, not two. Again, the Mishnah has, Rabbi Yehuda says, Tziva kain epinus avayis afila chavila eitzim chavila kanim. Then Rabbi Shimon says, Esek hula pinui. And then Rabbi Meir says, that what's going to be a problem if you're talking about the Kliyates and the Begadim, you could be Tevel them, the Matchis, you could be Tevel, it's only the Kliyacheris, Abazim, the whole thing. So he says there are three shittas here in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's tak al tuma, and that's taketaisus pshat the chavila kashmias and makabel tuma, and that's what the Gemara means. It's a chiddush. Rabbi Shimon agrees with him. You have to find everything, but he says esekulapina, like the Rav says in Teres Kanim, minichusa. It's exeris the cost of to clean out. It's not makabel tuma. You only have to clean it out. Stam, that's a din of Rias Nagon. That has to be with an empty house. And Emmaus is the third thing. Emmaus says it's Salz Tumah, and it's Salz Terecha Salma Meina. But only things that are Makabal Tumah Nechla. So he says, the Rambam now passes like Reb Shimon. The Rambam never says a Makabal Tumah, because he doesn't like Reb Yehuda a Makabal Tumah, but he says you have to be Mefanim, because Eisek Ulabinai, like Reb Shimon, you have to be Mefanim, not Makabal Tumah. So Agamara that says, Eisek Vanabal Malay Matam Vakam Matam, means like Taisek, that's Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda also become Tame. But the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon, and he says, Lefizeh, it's Mirshav a few kashas. One is, the Mefarshim asks a kasha in the Rambam, if Reb Yehuda holds Chavila Eitzim, Chavila Kanim, and both Reb Shimon and Reb Meir argue, if you learn Reb Shimon is a B'tzmiya, Eitzikul, Bino, come on, why are you just doing it for? And Reb Meir is explaining, so why did the Rambam pass on Reb Yehuda connected both Reb Shimon and Reb Meir? Here it's good, Faket, three shittas, and Yehuda passed on the Rambam pass on Reb Shimon, that's a Kol Lam Sak. There's also a kasha from the Rishon Letzion. The Rishon Letzion says the Rambam brings the din that by Chassan you give him the Shivas Mei Mishnah and you give him the Regal from Upinu Asabayis. He learns it from that pasuk. The problem is, Rava says you can't learn it from that pasuk at all because it's a chiddush. You need the pasuk b'yayim. Why did the Rambam bring down this pasuk? The Maisa, it's not like Rava. Like a bayi will be good. A bayi is mashmaris darshin mikav benayim. So he brings one of the drushes. But according to Rava, we don't pass him that way. He holds the Chiddush. The Torah says, no, only Rabbi Yehuda holds this a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that it becomes Tameh. The Rambam never said it became Tameh. The Rambam holds it's not a Chiddush. Rava is going in Rabbi Yehuda, and in Rebbe, they hold this a Chiddush. But the Rambam passes like Reb Shimon. And even though Yitaka have to be Mufana, the Chavile Kanem, the Chavile Eitzim, but not because it becomes Tameh. Eitzik Ulepinoi. So Mel is very good. Why the Rambam brings this Makar? So the first pshat is that the Rambam holds Reb Yehuda holds it doesn't become Tamei. The second pshat is maybe according to Reb Yehuda becomes Tamei, but the Rambam holds like Reb Shimon, like the Gaon's pshat, and according to Reb Shimon it doesn't become Tamei. And now we have a third pshat in the Rambam. The Netziv brings, and the Chazon Ish also was Zayman on this, the Netziv in Hemek Sheila, Shulta Bechasa Yisvav, he brings the Teretz from his son, Reb Chaim Berlin, the Netziv's son, that he says, this din that they become Tamei is not a din in Bayis HaManuga. It's not a din that any time anything comes into a bayis hamnuga becomes tamei. No, that the Rambam explains only things that are makabel tumah like adam and kelim. This then is then specifically when the kohen pronounces the bayis tamei. When the kohen pronounces the bayis tamei, then everything in the house, even things that aren't makabel tumah, become tamei. But it's a one-time thing, and the Rambam's meramis to that. When the Rambam says you have to take out the chavila kash and the chavila etzim, he means they'll become tamei, but not that there's a din any time they're ruined they become tamei. The Chavila Kash and Chavila Etzim that are in the house at the time the Kohen pronounces Tumah will become Tumah. And that's why you take them out. But if you bring them in later, they don't become Tumah. Now the Mishnah Melech asks a very interesting question. It's just very interesting the way he makes the question. He says, I'm going to bring you a Raya that the Chavila Kash and the Chavila Etzim do not become Tumah. Right? We're having a Machlokes, we're having a Shiloh. If when Reb Yehuda says you have to clean out the Chavila Kash and Chavila Etzim, is it because they become Tumah? Or is it because you have to clean them out even though they don't become tummy? He says, I'm going to bring you a raya they don't become tummy. Why? Because I have a Gemara that says, the chavila kash and chavila eitzim akasha fiskach. Because the Gemara says the reason why it can't be masach of chavila kash and chavila eitzim is gzeira. A gzeira is tikra. A gzeira that you might put it there, not l'shem skach, and it'll end up being skach, b'tas avoy mina osay. Havais is me the raya a good skach. But if they could become tummy the vaisa menuga, so then they should be makabel tuma. And if they're makabel tuma, you shouldn't be able to masach with it. You see from the Gemara in Sukkah that says you can use chavila kash and chavila eitzim v'schach, you see from there it's not makabel tuma. Now it brings the machlokes yishenim in Sukkah, if kabbalas tumas negam is called kabbalas tuma. Some sheet this hold it's not. Rashi the Elamashal says it is, right? But the Gemara in Sukkah that says sicha banitse pishtim sulam, the Rashi says, because it's metame tumas negam. So you see, even when telling it's metame tumas negam, it's called mekabel tumah. So how come chavila kash and chavila etzim are not called mekabel tumah? They can mekabel tumah in the base of menuga. Vice nice. Now when Yehuda says you have to clean them out, they're not mekabel tumah. So the Nesiv answers it with his yisayid. He says that's not called mekabel tumah because the only mekabel tumah when it's there when the kohen pronounces the tumah. And that can't be considered mekabel tumah. Because where do you learn out the din of Makabal Tumah? From Seilas Garim V'yekev, Seilas Garim V'yekev will also be Makabal Tumah if they're in the house there. So it's not dissimilar to Pseilus Garev Yekev in that way. As I emphasize the Nitziv the Kasha, but Lechari, the whole eighth in the way asks the Kasha is a Pella. Ke'ilu with dining on Chavile Kasha and Chavile Eitzim, and I bring a Raya from a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Beis that Chavile Kasha and Chavile Eitzim are Kasha L'Schach, and that's my Raya that Chavile Kasha and Chavile Eitzim, which Rabbi Yehuda says to take out of a Vayisim Anuga, don't become Tameh. If you learn Afilu Chavile Kasha and Chavile Eitzim means, even things that aren't Mekabel Tumah, it means everything. So what do you mean? You have to bring a raya that chavile kasha chavile eitzim akash l'snach. This episode din that chavile kasha chavile eitzim have to be brought over by some anuga. And stam evergreen or bamboo doesn't have to be brought out. It means everything becomes stame. And it'll be a steer in terms. It can't be that you can learn it from Seilus Garev V'Yekev that you need Dov Hashem and Mekabel Tumah, because Pseilus Garev V'Yekev is also Mekabel Tumah. Everything is that way. Not a din of Chavile Kasha Chavile Eitzim. Some Pella had a Mishnah Lamelis asking this Kasha. Achrayinim Aymed on it. Then Achrayinim Abonin. So this should be a Raya, like the Shittas, that Tumas Negoim is not considered Kabbalah's Tumah. Because everything could have Tumas Negoim. Because everything in the Bayis Menuga, even if it's not Mekabel Tumah, is Tameh. So it should be a Raya that Tumas Negam is not called Tumah. So the Aruch Lener and the Mishnah Achrayna, they both say, Ein Echanami, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be Mefana Chavile Kasha Chavile Eitzim, and you also hold that Pshan and Rabbi Yehuda is, that it becomes Tumah, so that would show you that Tumas Negam is not considered Kabbalah's Tumah, because you can't learn out from Seilus Garev V'Yekev that it can't be Mekabel Tumas Negam, because even Seilus Garev V'Yekev is Tameh Tumas Negam. So that would automatically mean not Mekabel of the Tumas, not Tumas Negam. That's how they say. But the very Sisalas is a very Geshmak of Shat. He says the Limud from Seilus Garev V'Yekev is telling you that it has nothing to do with Kabbalah's Tumah Be'etzim. Could it become Tumah? That's not the Vart. The Vart is, it has to be plain and unprocessed. It can't be a Keli or an Eichel. That's what you learn out from there. If everything in the world is Mekabel Tumah, so there's nothing wrong with Mekabel Tumah. The Yisayin Adavar is something that's Mekabel Tumah because it's processed, because it became a Keli, because it became an Eichel, that's Memuid from Seilus Garev V'Yekev. But if there's a din somewhere, let's say by Abayi Semenuga, that everything in the house becomes Tumah, no matter what, even if it's not a Keli or an Eichel, so Al Karka, that's not Memuid from Seilus Garev V'Yekev. So you could go with Rashi that Sicha Ben Yisei Pishtan is called Mekabel Tumah because Mekabel Tumah is Negam. Because it needs that type of process. It needs Shesi Ve'erim. It needs something, a Chashivas, to give it Tumah, which Pseilus Garev V'Yekev doesn't have. So it can be might anything as Mekabel Tumah. Anything is Mekabel Tumah because of what it is Memuyit. But if you can have Stamad Din in Negam, that everything in the house, no matter what is Tumah, obviously that can't become Memuyit. That's what the Tveris as well gives Shrakab Shat. And now let's go through one more inyan on this Amud about Likud Atzamas. The Mishnah mentions the din of Likud Atzamas. It's Machlekes Tanam, Rabbein and Rabbeisi. Are you allowed to be Malakud Atzamas? Is a person allowed to be Malakud Atzamas of Av V'Imai B'Regel? Rabbein says, it's a Simcha Yilai, and the Gemara explains what he really means is, Nesha Simcha Seregel, all of he's busy with the Simcha Seregel, it's not going to bother him too much. And Rabbeisi says, Evel Hulai, and Meili is not allowed to do it. And it's Mechalikis Yishenim, how we pass, and Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbi Yossi. So, in the Sugya, the Gemara brings down the Etzim Din of Likud Atzamas, which even Rav Meir's Maskim is normally an Evil. HaMalakan Atzamas of the Yimei Reza Mesabal Leim Kol Yayim Leiv Eim Mesabal Leim. Anytime a person reinters, reburies the Atzamas of his father and mother, it's Mechalikis Yishenim, but the Shulchan Aruch passes who would in all Zayin Kraven. There's a Din Avelus, there's a Lach of Avelus, he has to be Nayig Avelus. All the dinei avelus, he can't do kibbutz, tesbeiros, mechitza, has to sit on the floor, but for one day. That day, ula erevein mesabel, but that night, it's not mesabel. Then Rav Chisda says a line here, v'om Rav Chisda, afilu tzruim lo besadinai. Even if the mace is wrapped up in his cloth, in his sadin, in his sheet. So there's a machlekes yishenim, what it means. And if Rav Chisda, what's Rav Chisda going on even? Does he mean that he's misabel even if it's wrapped up in a sheet? Or does he mean la'erev he's not misabel even if it's wrapped up in a sheet? And it's a big nafkimina la'halacha. Rashi says, "Afil tshuma sedina, even if it's wrapped up in a sheet, she'ena malakdam, he didn't actually pick them. Ve'ena royaisim, doesn't see them. Hareza misamul kol zman shel nikvru." So the Chayyim state in Rashi two things. First of all, afil tshuma sedina means even though he didn't actually do the likut and he didn't see it, it's tshuma sedina. And the second thing he says is, Hareza misamul kol zman shel nikvru. So first of all, Rashi is going on the resha. It's a chiddush lechumra. You misambel even if it's true misadinai. And Rashi clearly says, as long as it wasn't buried, you misambel even if it's wrapped up in a sheet. Now Rashi sounds like that when you malakad that summis until you bury, there's no din la'erev. La'erev is if it's buried. If it's not buried, you misambel as long as it takes. It's a little bit shver. Like, what's the shir exactly? I mean, it seems to me, as long as you're planning on burying it, but let's say it's going to take a while to bury it. Let's say someone's malakad at some of the imay, it's ruin b'sadinai, and he's going on a ship from Europe to Eretz Yisrael to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be on the ship for a few weeks or a few months. Does he have to be noyig avelus the entire time? I'm not sure. But that's what it sounds like. Sounds very chomer. L'maisa other rishonim, like Tosfos, and the Meiri and Rashi Ksav Yad, when they bring this din of Afilu Tshuva Lo B'Sedina L'Chumra on the Reisha, they say, the Lashon they say is Kol Zman Shiroya Oisan. The Meiri says that as long as it's Tshuva Lo B'Sedina, it's like a Kvura. It's like it's buried. But if you ever undo the Sadin, then you need another Avelus. But Al Kopanim, if it's not Tshuva B'Sedina, it does sound like, as long as you see the mace, even more than a day, the din is a misabel. But Taisus in his first period says it's going on the sefer. You're not misabel la'erev afil l'shul l'sedinai. So that means the opposite. That means even if it's not buried, even if the mace is not buried, they'll misaken one day. The lika that samus of the day is a day misabel for a day, and even if it's going to take you some time till there's a burial, you're still not misabel more than a day. So l'chayim, a gvaldiga nafkemina l'halacha, if it's going to take time between the likud atzamas and the burial, according to Rashi, al kopanim, every time you see it, you have to be misabel, as long as it's, that's the lashon, or Rashi says, even if it's true, misadin, you have to be misabel, kol zman shelikru. But Taisus in his first pshat is saying the opposite, that you're not misabel erev, even if you didn't bury, even if it's true, lo misadinai. Now the lashon of the Rama, Hilchos Evel Perek Yudbeis Lachaches, is like this: Amalakad Atzamas of the Ima Reza Misabaleim Koleim Kulei Ula Erev E Misabaleim Afilu Tshuva Lo B'Sedina. So that sounds like, and as they tied it to Bach and Siman Tav Gimel, that he holds it's going on the Sefer Lekula, that you're not misabel the Erev. Period. Even if it's Tshuva Lo B'Sedina, even if it wasn't buried, that's also the lashon of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. So we'll come at this Kula that you're only misabel on the day of the Likad Atzamas. You're not misabel. Even if you didn't get to bury them that day, you're not misabel again. Now, there's a truth from the Igris Meisha, you know, Dave Simon Reish Samach. He was asked, there were soldiers, apparently from America, who died in Europe, probably in the Second World War. They died on the battlefield, and they were buried in a makeshift grave in Europe, which that's what they did. And then after, when they had the chance, they would send the coffins back. And his question was, the question he was asked is, do they do avelus of the day that they're buried in America? So he said, it's Talia in the Machlekes. If you hold like Rashi, like the other Rishayim, that as long as he's not buried, you're misabel, at least calls man Shreyesen. So the day that they're buried, so there, you'd have to be misabel. But according to the first Pshat of Taisus, which is the Pshat of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, you're only misabel on the day of the Likud. And you don't know about that. You didn't know about the day of the Likud at that time. So you missed the Avelus, and that's it. Now you don't have to be misabel on the day of the Kvurim. But he brings the Sam Seif and Simon Shuf Shin and Gimel, which he discusses this din of Likud at Samus. It was a whole case there. Entire cemetery had to be reburied. And he's Mavur that there would be a din Avelus on the Yom HaKvurim. And he says it's Tamua. Why didn't he bring down that the Rambam and Taisus and the Shulchan Aruch hold not that way? But at the end of the Tshuva, he ends up being Machma like the Sam Sefer. But he says, Ein Limchis B'Yana Makilim, but he ends up being Machma. It's interesting. The Chazainish in Siman Reishit Gimel, he says that even if you say that when you didn't get a chance to bury it, you don't have to be misabel more. Here you're going and doing Likud HaTzameis, and you didn't bury it that day. It's Shuva B'Sedina. So now you don't have to do it anymore. But that's only until the burial. The burial is a newly good atzames. That's what he says. He says it's a svara that way. And the other pshat was kolz man shiroi naisai or kolz man shlo nikru. They all know it's one day. But he says, let's say, he says, shtel zechor, let's say you would do likud atzames and set it up for burial, and then you'd say, no, I don't see any way to bury it, forget about burying it. And then you'd wake up again and say, oh, 1 second, now we can bury it. He says, I wouldn't be called the Nulikad Atzamas, it might be called the Nulikad Atzamas. So who had been, even if you never were Miyayish on the burial, stop, you're going to bury it, Avadah the burial has a new Din Likad Atzamas. It's like a second Likad Atzamas. If you Mlakad Atzamas more than once, you Mesamah both days, right? The burial is a day of Likad Atzamas, so that would explain the Stam Sefer. Lamaisa, the Mi'imi, here says, Mufurish, not that way. He says, bring the other pshat. V'yesh mishim farsh l'kula kolaymar shalei taimah shem liknev l'nikvah shem misabal at sheikvar. Don't say that if you like it and it wasn't nikvah you misabal until it's buried. Amishav l'yayim l'kitasay afil l'tzarim b'chalukai v'roya isim tam and ainim misabal adalayim elim ken kovar v'chosev l'ikeh l'zad asneita. He says, clearly like the second pshat, he brings both pshat and pshat l'chum and pshat l'kula, but the second pshat he says, you're not misabal again until you bury, and then you lay him out again. Vice is the burial, you're not misabel again. And that's also the psak of the Geshur HaChaim. He has a sefer on these inyanim, on Yoni Avelis and Kvurim, the Geshur HaChaim, Mechil Michal Tarkadinsky, Perich Avav, Eiz Dalas of Katan Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.